You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the Kid Counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, I am answering another question from Danielle from Georgia. She actually sent two in one email. So I'm batch answering so that I can get a whole bunch done. And this is the second one from Danielle. So the question is, I've been trained to let the child decide whether to clean up, as this can be a cathartic way for them to leave their feelings in the playroom. If they ask, do I need to clean up? I normally take a filial approach and respond with, you can do almost anything in here. You can choose to clean up if you'd like. How do you manage cleanup in the CCPT approach? Sometimes I feel some children might benefit from the social skill of learning to clean up, but I also know my job isn't necessarily to teach lessons. Okay, so Danielle, I think you've largely answered your own question, but I think this is helpful for a lot of therapists that are new to CCPT. So we'll dive into this. So first and foremost, they never clean up unless they choose to. So let me unpack what that looks like. The process is that the child plays and we clean. So that's the phrase that we use. So if a child says, do I have to clean this whole mess up? Or who has to pick all these toys up? Or this is really messy, so does that mean that I have to put all this away? First of all, we understand what's driving that question, right? So there's some concern, there's some worry, there's some fear, there's probably some people-pleasing anxiety. There's a lot of things that drive those kinds of questions. So our response is, oh, you're wondering if you need to pick up, but in here, it's your job to play and it's my job to clean. So the notion of, do I need to clean up? And you can choose to clean up if you'd like. That's actually not CCPT adherent, because as you mentioned earlier in your question, it can be cathartic for to leave their feelings in the playroom. That's exactly why we don't clean up. Essentially, what's going on is when they play, that's their conversation with us. Those are their feelings. Those are their experiences. Those are all of the things that they're dealing with, their issues, their struggles. So when they play things out, that's their communication. And it would be the equivalent of an adult therapist meeting with an adult, the adult sharing everything they need to share verbally, and then the therapist going, yeah, take all that back. I don't want to have to deal with that. So similarly, to ask a child to clean up or say, you can choose to clean up if you'd like, because there are kids that even though they haven't been told to, they will feel like they have to. And so there is something very healing and very cathartic about them leaving their feelings in the playroom. And keep in mind, we're essentially holding those things for them when they leave it in the room. And that is relational, and that is connective, and that is supportive. So when they know that they can come in and process anything and we'll hold it for them and take care of it for them, that allows them to continue their work. So we do not ever expect them to put it away or tell them that it's their choice. What their choice is it's my job to clean up. It's your job to play. However, some kids will still choose to clean up. So in that, and that's usually your highly anxious kids, your perfectionistic kids, your people-pleasing kids, they will choose to clean up. So in that case, we respond a little bit differently. We say, oh, you're choosing to put the toys away, even though you know it's my job to clean up. So we're acknowledging what the child is doing. We don't try to convince them otherwise, but we remind them that it's our job to clean, their job to play. And then we acknowledge out loud, and you're choosing to put stuff away, even though you know you don't have to. Over time, those kids will stop cleaning up. So that is a process that they're going through. So it's okay if they choose to put it away, but it is only when they've already been told that it's our job to clean up. If they choose to anyway, we know there's something more going on there. And related aside, it's very, very important that we explain the process to parents in our initial parent consultation, because if at any point the child does not clean up, and says that to the parent, or the parent sees the playroom and that it hasn't been picked up, or there's any awareness on the parent's part of the room staying, quote, messy, often parents will guilt and shame their children about not cleaning up. And that thwarts the process, and it undermines the freedom that the child-centered play therapy room affords. So parents need to be very aware from the very first meeting. And once the child finishes playing, it's always my job to clean. The child does not have to clean the playroom. That's part of my cleanup process after the child leaves. So you have to make that explicitly clear to a parent. And then if they were to say anything, you would remind them, just like you remind the child. Oh, you want your child to clean up, but you know that's my job. And so then it's being reinforced for the child's sake and the parent's sake. So then there truly is the freedom and the ability to leave the mess if they need or want to. And that's the goal. All right, Danielle, thanks for that question as well. And I look forward to answering more questions. I'm trying to get a daily question answered for the next stretch so that we can get caught up. So I hope that you're enjoying the daily change. We're used to 2 days a week. We're going 5 now, sans the Labor Day weekend on Monday. So anyway, hopefully that you can maybe binge listen to some of these questions and get caught up on a whole bunch at once. Love y'all. Talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.